96.5 KLH.
It sounds like a 70s detective show
it
theme.
It does.
Well, it's from the 70s, so that would make sense. Let's welcome the president of the Milwaukee Bucks, Peter Fagan. Peter, thanks for your time. How are you today?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great.
So when you see, Peter, the river dyed green and the buildings all lit up, and then you see Coach Bud wins Coach of the Year, and even Aaron Rodgers, part owner, is fired up over your team. How does that make you feel as the president of the Bucks?
I think there's a big part of excitement and pride, and you know, how do we sustain this, and you know, how do you continue to reach, you know, what's next? And this is, as you guys know, in pro sports or any sports, you have this window of time that's so exciting, you know, in pro mm-hmm. sports playoffs that, you know, we want to create ubiquity around the state of Wisconsin. We want to have so much fun. We've been, you know, corked up, ready to explode for, you know, about four seasons. So we've got a lot of excitement for this playoff run.
You know, as a lifelong Bucks fan from 1960, when they came into the league in 68, we were used to a great run. Then we had some lean times. And then you guys came in as owners and this whole organization changed. The redesign of the merchandise that made it popular, the making the right moves. And as fans, we're just, I want to say thank you, because we don't get the chance to do that. Thanks for what you all did.
Yeah, I think it starts, you know, it just starts with our owner. From day one, our owner said, we're going to run like a best of class business. And that means we're going to be great corporate citizens. And then on the court, we're going to work to win an NBA championship. And literally, you know, their words to today's actions, you know, how do you put a highly competitive team on the court? How do you really kind of affect change in the city? And we've had this opportunity that just never, never exists. I mean, we're in the middle of building a district. We have a beautiful new Fiserv Forum. I mean, this kind of never happened. So it's very, very exciting.
Well, and then you have a player like Giannis, right, who is just, I mean, he's a superstar, obviously, but he's humble and likes to be in the city. What a great advocate, too, for the Bucks and for the city. And we have to keep him here.
Yeah.
Doreen, we have to keep him here. I think we all feel the same way. Like, he is just beyond a superstar. You know, this is a guy, I was listening to a podcast on my way out this morning, and, you know, they're saying how he rejected to not want to be in LeBron's movie this summer, and you know, it was surprising, and I think nobody in the organization was surprised. I mean, Giannis cares about being with his family, cares about playing ball. He is one of the most thoughtful, you know, kind of funny, nice guys who is beyond determined and sets the example, you know, at 24 years old, sets the example for the whole organization. So we have a unicorn. I mean, we have this unbelievable asset person who's really kind of taken us places nobody could have imagined.
Well, you asked this question in a tweet. We're talking to Peter Fagan, president of the Bucks. One of the tweets, I believe, that you sent out a while back was, is Giannis the most dominant big man since Shaq? And there were some stats up there. Statistically, he almost matches Shaq's 99-2000 MVP season, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think you can match for anything. Points, you know, points in the paint, dunks, shooting percentage. I mean, what he's done and what Coach Bud has done in kind of his system and spreading out and allowing Giannis to be Giannis, you know, has changed the course of basketball. You know, it's the next iteration. You saw Golden State kind of break through with hundreds and hundreds of threes, and now you've got kind of the threes plus, you know, the most dominant big man in the league, which is just an awesome equation.
What's the mood like in the offices? Is there this excitement that's just been building?
Yeah, I think it's hard because, like, what we try to do is, of course, now I'm on the older side of everything, and you're trying to tell people, like, this is the greatest thing that ever happened. Everybody enjoy it. This is, you know, like, here's a run. We've won 60 games. You know, it's, you can count on your hand. You know, it's only happened in the 52 years of the organization twice before, so that's a rarity. As Jim Paschke said, you know, who's in his 37th year of broadcasting, I've never been more excited, you know, mm-hmm. for a playoffs and for a season. So we're trying to kind of soak in and enjoy the moment. At the same time, we're trying to, like, change the tires as the car's going 80 miles an hour and really have so much fun and activate and engage and really make an imprint on the world.
Peter, Fiserv Forum has been such an asset. The concert calendar has been incredible. I know you're hosting the DNC in 2020. Will Fiserv Forum host the NBA All-Star Game anytime soon?
Well, it's funny. It's the only thing I'm maniacal with Adam Silver as commissioner of the NBA. I don't think we start or finish a conversation without me saying, why don't we just commit to a date? Let's commit to a date.
Yeah.
Seems like we should commit to a date. And I don't know, you don't know me well, but that's the last thing you'd ever want from a guy like me is to be so focused on one thing. So he has said publicly, like, Milwaukee will get an All-Star game. I think for us, like, it's kind of that cherry on the top. Like, you really want to be the preeminent. We want to show this off. We want Milwaukee to be the destination of the world. An All-Star game would just be so great for us, and we keep pushing for them to confirm it. So we're on it.
All right, awesome. Peter, once again, to echo what Gino had to say, thank you for all that you and the ownership have done for our city. And we continue, of course, to watch the Bucks and root them on, and fingers crossed, who knows where this may end this season. We feel good about it. I'm sure you do, too.
Well, this will be a fun time for all of us. This is great. We look forward to hosting everybody watching, and go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks,
Have a great day. Take care. Peter Fagan, president of your Milwaukee Bucks.